How cool is it to be on the U.S. Olympic team?
It is very cool. It's just starting to sink in, and I'm starting to get really excited.
What is it about this time as you get ready for the Olympics and knowing that you're on the team, you're one of the select few that will be representing your country?
Well, it's a little, I'm a little bit nervous, but, you know, I feel like I've done some really good work in preparation, you know, training and mental preparation. And, you know, I'm really ready to do it. And so I don't think there's going to be any problems.
It's amazing your road to the Olympics, your pathway, the way you've sailed into the games. I mean, you started out as an athlete here in Annapolis doing every sort of different sport. And how did you find your way to sailing and windsurfing?
Well, I was always really athletic growing up. I did swimming and running, and I pretty much played every sport you could, you know, soccer, basketball, lacrosse, tennis a little bit. And I, you know, in the back of my mind, I always thought, wow, it'd be so awesome to go to the Olympics. And I really would have loved to do it in swimming or running. I started windsurfing for fun. Then I started a college club. And then the college club had a visit by an Olympian windsurfer, Mike Gebhardt, who's a multiple medalist. And he put windsurfing on the radar for me as an Olympic sport. So for me, it was a natural next step to start doing that. That was back in 2002. And now it's 2012, so that was 10 years ago. So it's been a pretty long road, you know, getting the resources together and the skills together, and but I'm finally here.
And finding your way in a sport that is very similar to a lot of things that people do, but something that people really don't know a whole heck of a lot about, I would imagine, over the last 10 years, just finding your way in this new sport.
Well, it was one of those things that I had to throw myself into, and I knew from the beginning that it was a sport that was going to take a lot of time and work and a lot of funding. So I had to make a few leaps of faith. The first one was quitting my job and kind of jumping out there. And then the next one was competing on the European circuit. And for a number of years, I was doing that with very little money. And I was, you know, over there basically spending 6 months in Europe because I had only one plane ticket, you know, to go there and back, and only enough money to, you know, kind of go around and do these events. So that got me, you know, the really basic idea of what I needed to do. And then I needed to start building a support team around me. Mm-hmm. And that also took a number of years. and also the sponsorship, which is really, really important. And I have a great sponsor right here in Compass Marketing in Eastport, Annapolis.
Describe to our listeners what sailing windsurfing is, what you're doing out there in the Olympics.
Windsurfing is the coolest Olympic sailing class. it's really physical, and it's also really fast. Basically, we're doing the same thing as the boats, which is course racing. So that means that we have a start, and we race around a course, you know, windward leeward or trapezoid course, which is kind of like playing chess while your heart rate is at 180. So it's really exciting. It's exciting sport, and it, you know, it's very technical and it's tactical and it's very physical and it's very enjoyable.
What's the rush when you're out there and you're competing and the winds are blowing and you're really moving around that course?
Well, it's a lot of adrenaline. There's a lot of, you know, close racing with the other boards. You're going very fast. You know, the water's hitting you. You're looking for the other competitors. You know, you're looking for the wind shifts, the ley lines. You're looking for your next move on the course. You know, looking to see, you know, how you can pass somebody. You know, you're doing, you know, a slalom course with tight mark roundings, and it's really exciting.
And not only are you a windsurfer, but you're a little bit of a sailor and you're a little bit of a surfer all wrapped up in one.
That's right. It's the best of both worlds.
So you can hang out with the dudes surfing and hang 10 with them, but you can also hang around the docks here and hang out with the sailing crew.
That's right. Yeah, there's definitely like a cool factor to windsurfing that you kind of don't see with the other boats. We are the coolest. I'm not going to lie.
And how do you think that's going to be when you're over in England, in London for the games? Because if you know that people think it's cool, I would imagine some of the athletes might want to kind of hang out with you.
Yeah, I think so. And what also helps is that the windsurfing girls are the cutest of the sailing girls. You know, we're cute and we're athletic. We're thin and pretty, and you know, we're very popular.
And what about that? Are you looking forward to maybe meeting some athletes that you've looked at over the years and looked up to and aspired to competing at their level, being able to kind of hang out with them at the Olympics?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really forward, looking forward, especially to meeting some of our local athletes, like Michael Phelps. That would be really cool. And Matthew Centrowitz, who also went to Broadneck, same high school as me. And I'm also, we're both track alumni, so I'm pretty excited about meeting both those guys.
Do you look at yourself now as someone for young girls to look up to who might want to get into a sport like sailing and windsurfing?
I think I've been through almost every experience that the sport has to offer, so I could offer them a lot of wisdom. So, and I'd like to do that.
And it seems like that what happened to you when you had that visit at school and you met the windsurfer and sailor and saw what he was doing. It really seems like that was a springboard for your career.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible because he went sailing with me when I was there and he was making the board do things I had never even known it was able to do before. It's like, wow, I could really do that. You know, I could, you know, learn how to do all that and be really good and go to the Olympics. And it was very inspiring.
And what are the coolest things that you can do with the board that people wouldn't imagine that someone can do when they're out there trying to win a race?
Well, I don't know if I'd do any of this while I was trying to win a race. But there's a lot of different disciplines in windsurfing, and freestyle is a discipline. And my coach and I have been working on some really cool freestyle moves. And the coolest one I've learned so far is a duck jibe, which is sort of a high-speed turn through the wind, going downwind, where you pass the end of the sail over your head, and it's pretty tricky. So I'm really happy to be a member of the Duck Jibe Club.
And that's something you'll do after your races are over and you're getting ready to come into the shore for the last time as an Olympic athlete?
That's something I'm going to do over the finish line when I know I've won my gold medal.
That's perfect.
It will be perfect, and all the cameras will be there to catch it. So,
and your mom will be there. How neat is that, that your mom is going to be able to enjoy this with you?
I'm really excited about that because my mom is really athletic, and also one of my aunts, and they're both really excited because they never had the opportunity to go to the Olympics, and they both would have loved to try. So they're both really like in my corner rooting for me, and so I'm going to be happy to have my mom there being my my sponsor calls himself my number one fan, but my mom is also my number one fan, so they're going to have to share that title.